Afternoon Theatre. Vienna, 1838. An embassy ball. And the music of Johann Strauss. Johann Strauss Sr., you must understand, the father. For this is a story of a father and a son. Edward Vernon plays Johann Strauss Sr. and Martin Jarvis, Johann Strauss Jr. in Father and Son by Alexander Barrett. Father and Son.
There's Hirsch on the platform.
Your Imperial Majesties, Your Gracious Highness, Your Excellency the Ambassador, Reverend Lordships, ladies and gentlemen, Herr Johann Strauss has suffered a slight indisposition. He begs the permission of Your Majesties for the dancing to continue. The orchestra will be conducted by Herr Reichmann. Thank you, Your Majesty.
Careful. Careful.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Carry him gently.
Yes, sir.
Herr Hirsch. His Majesty has placed me at your disposal. I am the court physician.
Oh, I am most grateful, Doctor.
In here, Herr Hirsch?
Yes, yes, into the anteroom. And open the window.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I am sorry, Doctor. Should we?
Oh, yes, yes, by all means.
Well, Hirsch, so Johann has overdone it at last.
No, not now, Wiest. I'm busy. Just go in, Doctor. I shall follow in a moment.
I shall examine, Herr Strauss.
Can I just slip in and see you?
No, I prefer not.
Oh, come. I'm a good friend of his.
Yes, and we appreciate the support you have given him in your articles. But as his manager, I think
that European tour was too much for him. It would have killed a lion.
Johann is stronger than a lion. The tour was necessary. First he conquered Vienna, now he has conquered Europe. Wiest, I must go in now.
Of course. Give him my regards. May I write at this table?
Hmm? Oh, yes. Please. Sergeant.
Sir.
See that this gentleman has all he needs and post yourself outside this door. Admit no one. No one. You understand?
No one, sir.
September the 9th, 1838. Herr Johann Strauss, the genius to whose music all Vienna and all Europe whirl, collapsed tonight while conducting one of his own compositions at the ball given by His Excellency, the Russian Ambassador, of His Imperial Majesty, our Emperor.
This way, Mother.
I wonder if the children will be all right.
I told Joseph he was in charge. Sergeant?
What is it, young man?
Johann, you should be more respectful.
Well, then leave everything to me. Sergeant, they told me how Johann Strauss was here.
That's right. And this isn't the time for autographs.
Kindly admit us, Sergeant.
No one is admitted. That's my orders. No one.
You will admit me, I think.
Oh, and who may you be, sonny boy?
Herr Johann Strauss, Jr. And this, Frau Anna Strauss, my mother.
The doctor gave him laudanum, Frau Strauss. He's sleeping now.
How is he?
Serious. Internal bleeding due to overwork. Well, what can you expect?
I told him. I wrote to him. 72 concerts in England, 86 in France. All his nights traveling rehearsing. He has burned himself out.
I couldn't stop him. I swear I tried. There's a demon in that man, Frostlass.
Yes.
What is it, Sergeant?
May I have a word with you, sir?
But does Herr Beast want something?
The journalist, sir. No, sir, he's gone.
What is it, then?
Well, can't I have a word with you, sir? Outside.
No. Young Johann, may I leave you and your mother in charge?
Of course, Herr Hirsch.
I shall not be long.
She's outside, sir. Oh. This lady insists on seeing Herr Strauss.
Yes, all right, Sergeant. Just go down to the end of the corridor. You can stop people there.
Right, sir.
I am surprised, Fräulein.
Are you? Why?
You come here openly.
He comes to me fairly openly.
There are proprieties, Fräulein Amelia.
Which all Vienna laughs at. Tell Johann I'm here.
He is asleep.
Let me in. I will wait by his bed.
His wife is in there.
I see. Well, can't you get rid of her? I'll disappear for a few minutes.
No, please keep your voice down. Do you want her to hear you?
Why shouldn't she? Don't tell me she doesn't know about me.
His wife and son are with him.
The woman he loves is at the door.
The woman he loves is amusement.
I shall tell him what you said. If you value your job here...
Do not threaten me, Fräulein Amelia. I have done everything for that man, and he knows it. His life is a chaos, a fury. He rushes through the world like a comet, and I keep order. I arrange everything. I make his life possible. What have you done for him?
Really? The man of your age does not know. Ask Johann.
Oh.
I know which of us he would give up first. He would give up his family for me.
He is not mad.
When a man wants a woman, he is mad.
You should know about men.
That is enough. Get rid of that other woman and see that I am with Mrs. I shall do him more good than her.
If you do not leave here at once, I shall have you removed.
Yes, you forget yourself.
Oh, no. A man, his wife, and his son are in that room. Outside is his... company mistress.
Oh.
Good night, Fräulein Emilia.
That's right. Come in, children. Say good morning to your father.
Good morning, Papa. Johann has gone to school.
Good morning, children. Already, has he?
Yes, Papa.
Well, he's too old for kisses and sweets.
I like sweets, Papa.
Yes, so did I at your age. But I seldom got them. I was poor. Mm. Poor, a poor man's son. Not like you children. You remember that.
Yes, Papa.
Now, have you said your prayers?
Yes.
Had your breakfast?
Yes, Papa.
Have they, Arnold?
Yes, you have.
Good. Now show me your hands. All nice and clean. Right. Here's your chocolate. Now, you're not to eat it till Mama says you can.
He's in the salon with the children, Ralphie.
Ah, come in, Hills.
Oh, good morning, Johann.
Just the daily family rites. Children, what do you say?
Good morning, Hills.
Good morning, children.
Off you go to school, then. Eddie will go to Mama. Now, be off now. And remember your manners.
Good morning, Papa. Good morning, Hills.
It makes me sad and it makes me happy. Sad because I have no children. Happy because you are so happy with yours.
Yes, I am happy with them.
Yes, they have been a great comfort to you.
What else have I had these 2 years?
Well, your dear wife has...
My God.
Been a...
2 years. It doesn't seem possible. 2 years since I collapsed at the Russian ball.
Your illness is cured.
Well, what sort of a life have I had? Cooped up in this apartment with a woman and 5 children.
But now, thanks to your patience, you can resume that life. I have contracts.
Isn't it ridiculous? A man of 36, laid low in this manner. 6 months flat on a bed. 2 years cooped up listening to the women gossiping in the yard.
Oh, Johann.
36, Carpiti. And let me tell you, once I'm back at the treadmill, I shall be ill again. And again... I shall not make old bones.
Oh, if only you would take it easy.
No, how can I take it easier? I play like the devil. They all say, Johann Strauss plays like the devil. My bull flashes, my body sways in a frenzy like a gypsy.
That was all right at the beginning. But now you are famous.
This is why I'm famous. It's what they want. It's what they will have. Or they'll throw me over.
Oh, never.
You're a loyal friend, Karl Friedrich. Loyal and true. But the multitude, they eat me. They suck my blood. They crunch my bones. They must go on, and I must go on, giving them their excitement, giving them myself, until there is nothing of me left. Now, how is the money, my royal treasurer?
It is getting low. But with these new contracts...
Getting low? I'm at the height of my fame. I've toured Europe, given hundreds of concerts at unprecedented fees. Where is the money all of a sudden? Well, now come on, yes. You know how it comes and how it goes. Where is all the money?
I do not control all your expenditure.
All my expenditure? Living indoors for 2 years?
Well, not all the time. You have started going out again every morning.
Well, of course I go out. I'm on my feet. The doctor said a gentle walk.
The doctor said a gentle walk.
And... Now, come on, we're old friends.
Out with it. You don't go for a gentle walk. You go...
No, no, don't say it. I don't want to quarrel with you. Yes. Not with you. Oh,
be frank, he says, out with it. And the money? I mustn't say where the money goes. To whom the money goes.
Now, yes, do not provoke me. You stick to business. Leave my private life to me.
Very good. There are the contracts. I will come back to them tomorrow.
Now, wait. I'll come with you. I'm going out myself. I shall get a cab at the corner.
For a gentle walk? Huh? I'll be there then, Anna.
No coffee, Carl. Now, please say. When will you be back, Johann?
I don't know. Late. Don't keep lunch for me.
A gentle walk. Oh, Johann.
Violin? Who's playing a violin? My apartment? It can't be. Where? The boy's bedroom? Yes. It is the boy's bedroom.
Hello, Father.
Hello, Johann. Back from school already?
Yes, Father.
No homework?
I'm going to do it afterwards.
Afterwards? In the meantime, I find you playing the fiddle in front of a mirror. Where did you get the fiddle?
I bought it.
Now, you know my rule. No musical instruments for the children. And you bought it? With what money, may I ask?
My own.
And pray, where did you get your own money?
I give piano lessons.
What? You little scoundrel. Against my better judgment, I let you take piano lessons at school.
You said I could if I got good reports.
I let you play because I want you to be a gentleman. Gentlemen play the piano. It's a social accomplishment. But fiddlers, ruffians, gypsies, vagabonds. That is not what I planned for my son.
I want to be a musician.
Do you think I suffered and worked and slaved for my sons to be musicians? You have never known poverty. That's your trouble. I was born to it. I had no school at your age. I worked, a bookbinder. I can still smell the glue. My sons will not smell of glue.
But, Father, I love music.
I came up from the gutter, and you will not go back there. You will be a merchant. Your brother Joseph will go to university and then to the army.
I don't want to be a merchant.
You will be what I say. Now, don't you answer me back. A boy obeys God, and then the emperor, and then his father. Telling me you don't want to be a merchant. Yeah, give me that fiddle.
Father.
Give it to me. So, I do not leave knives or pistols or other dangerous objects lying about in my home.
What are you doing with it?
I'm going to put it where it's safe. Where you will not get at it. In my desk, under lock and key.
Father, please.
You will not be a musician. A musician is a nobody. He is not admitted to good society. He starves.
You are a musician?
I am Johann Strauss.
I want to be like you, Father. That's all I want. To be just like you.
You will. My boy, there is only one Johann Strauss. Now go back to your homework. La 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 la
Johann, may I talk to you?
When I'm working.
I won't keep you long.
For 15 years, I've drummed into you not to interrupt me when I'm working. Now, my dear, I have to go back to work. I must have new waltzes. I must have new waltzes.
Johann hasn't eaten a proper meal since yesterday.
So he sulks.
You make himself ill.
Shh. Now, just let me get this into my head. He'll just make himself hungry, then he'll eat again.
It isn't right. I said it's not right, Johann. The boy must have his chance.
Oh, yeah, yes, yes, of course he must. He's at the foolish age. What does a boy know at 15? It's up to his father to save him from folly. I shall give him a good future as a merchant.
Give him back his fiddle.
No.
Giving those piano lessons. 68 kreutzers
a lesson. I remember, my dear, it was your idea that he should learn the piano. And that's where all the trouble started.
Trouble? Playing the piano?
You knew where it would lead. And it was against my wishes. Now leave me, my dear. Hirsch tells me we have not all that much money.
That is not my fault.
Never mind whose fault it is. I must earn some more.
I've been a good wife.
Yes, yes.
I've economized. And your new earnings will go where all my economies have gone.
Anna, leave me alone now.
Oh, that bitch is back.
Anna, you talk like a peasant.
An innkeeper's daughter.
You don't have to bring that up.
Well, I'm not ashamed of it, are you? Your father kept an alehouse, too, only his was common and dotty and cheap.
I've raised us both up, Anna, into another world. A world in which it seems you are not at home.
It made me a good housekeeper, didn't it? Which you're glad of. That's all I am to you now, your housekeeper.
Oh.
A nursemaid to the five children I bore you. For everything else, you go to her.
Anna, I have work to do.
I scrimp and save.
I cannot waste time arguing.
You pour out money so that Fräulein Amelia can set the fashions in Vienna. A common little milliner.
Don't abuse somebody you don't know.
Ah, but I do know her. I know all about her. The women tell stories about her in every shop. You bought her a new diamond brooch this week, didn't you? Come on, didn't you? Aren't the women right?
And I have to work. I cannot stand this.
Nor can I. Imagine me walking into a shop. The gossip suddenly stops. Just whispering, women looking at me. How do you think I feel?
Anna, I'm an artist. Don't meddle with what you don't understand.
It's out in the open now. You can't send me back into the kitchen.
You don't know who you're married to. You don't know me. You never did.
And she does.
Yes. She does. Don't push me too far, Anna. Just let me work in peace.
Not till you let me live in peace.
You want my money? I'll give it to you.
I don't want money. I want my husband.
If you don't come to your senses, you'll lose your husband.
Will I? Where will you go?
Where I can work in peace. There's music in my head, and you're killing it.
You are killing me.
All right. Anna, will you kindly pack a valise for me with a few clean shirts? Anna.
For 15 years, I've given him two clean shirts every day. The frills all beautifully pressed. Now he wants me to give him some more clean shirts so that he can go to his mistress.
So that I can go where I can work. My work comes first.
Before your family?
Before everything, Anna. There's only one, Johann Strauss. I'll send for my things later.
Johann! Johann, don't leave me. Don't leave your children.
You forced me to. Anna, it's no use barring the way.
I won't make trouble. I won't say any more. I promise you could work in peace. I won't say any more.
You're too young. I was 20. You were pregnant. I wanted to do the right thing.
Johann, my child, it's mother.
Go away, please.
Unlock the door.
I'll come out later. Just leave me alone now.
I have something for you.
I don't want anything. You've got my violin.
Mother, oh, thank you.
Mother, this isn't my violin.
It's a new one.
Where did it come from?
I bought it for you.
So that you may become a great musician.
But, Mama, what will Father say?
Johann. Johann, come here. There. I just wanted to put my arm around you. I'm so unhappy.
Why?
Oh, you're a big boy. I must tell you, you'll all have to know anyhow. Your father has gone away.
Away? On a tour?
He hasn't gone on tour. He's gone to that other woman.
I see. You know all about it. The boys at school don't let me forget.
You're the man of the house now.
I'll look after you.
I know you will. And you'll become a great musician. Oh, thank God, I've kept some savings. I will spend every crutch of them, if need be, to give you what your father never had, a musical education.
Oh, Mother.
He had to teach himself. You will be taught by the finest master in Vienna. My friend, Herr Drexler.
The cathedral organist.
Oh, a wonderful man. You study with him. And you become famous. Famous. Oh, my darling, Vienna is going to learn that there is another Johann Strauss. One who loves me.
Well, well, eh? You're a handsome young man, Johann, eh? 19. I remember your father at that age.
Yes. I remember him every time I look at my son.
Come in.
Herr Johann Strauss has arrived, Herr Hirsch.
Ah, well, show him straight in.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Hirsch. Anna, how are you?
Keeping well, Johann. And you?
Well, you see me very well. And you, Johann?
Quite well, Father.
So you just started at the university?
Yes, next term, Father.
Good, good, good. He has a good head on him. How are Eddie and the girls?
They send their love.
But you, Johann, your news is not so good. Expelled for the commercial college.
Oh, they're too strict, those people.
Bursting into song in the middle of a lesson. You call expulsion too strict? But you are working hard for that savings bank post now, Johann.
Well, yes, Father, I'm studying very hard.
Good, I'm paying that tutor a shocking fee. So, yes.
It's a painful duty. It is 4 years now since your separation. The legal deed of separation has been approved and lies here before me. Anna, before you sign, may I not plead for a reconciliation?
The door of my home has always been open to its master.
Johann.
Oh, what's the use? Give me the pen.
Will you sign here, Anna?
There.
The separation is now confirmed.
The terms. Read them. I want them to be clearly understood.
Anna to continue to receive an allowance of 500 gulden on the first day of each month.
Agreed. It is not enough, Father.
I agree to it.
It is further agreed that none of this sum be spent on the musical education of your son.
Is that understood?
I will spend none of your money on the musical education of my son.
I am still their father. I am resolved that they should become good citizens. If my wife allows any of these three boys to become a musician, the agreement is broken and her allowance is forfeit.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent, Johann. Excellent.
Thank you. I've been practicing that mass you wrote, Herr Drexler.
Ah, how nice. And I played to Herr Hoffmann the score you composed for my choir.
Oh.
The only true music is religious music. Music comes from God, and we must offer it to God. Herr Hoffmann tells everyone that you are the finest pupil in composition that he's ever had.
Tells everyone? But it was understood
all
that...
All right, all right, that your studies are secret. We do not want your mother to lose her separation allowance, do we?
Herr Drexler, I cannot allow you to reflect on my father's...
Johann, I have been your mother's friend from childhood. I know. But you're a good boy to defend your father.
Well, he's a great man.
From whom your secret is safe. By everyone, I meant the colleagues of our musical circle at the cathedral. A very elderly and discreet gentleman, Johann, like myself.
Yes, Herr Drexler.
Now, continue.
Your drive in the park?
Yes. I saw your son.
My son?
Your son, Johann.
You didn't say...
Oh, don't worry. I didn't speak to him. Oh, what a feast that would have been for the gossips. He was just walking and dreaming.
Dreaming?
Dreaming. I drove right past. He didn't see me. He was the only man in the park who didn't look at me. He wouldn't have seen me if I'd been naked.
Emilia, don't be immodest.
My dear, there is a time and a place for immodesty. He looked just like you do when you're composing. Perhaps he is composing.
He's studying bookkeeping.
He's very handsome.
Oh, yes, yes, he's a good-looking boy.
I said handsome.
All right, handsome. He takes after me.
Oh, what a lucky girl to hold that slim, young body.
Emilia, I do not like immodesty.
You are jealous.
I have my principles.
Darling, the man who left his wife and five children talks about his principles.
I left to preserve my independence.
You left because I know when and how to be immodest.
Emilia.
You left all those children whom you loved, whom you still love, after 4 years. I know. You still miss them, don't you? You left them all for me.
Emilia, come and kiss me.
For my wife, young. Oh, I mustn't be immodest. Not in the daytime.
Emilia.
What's this?
Emilia.
Hide and seek.
Emilia.
Can't catch me.
Emilia.
Oh, a prisoner.
I shall not let you go.
But you shall buy me a new dress. I saw a beautiful dress this morning.
Everything. Everything. You love me? You still love me?
What does that tell you?
Emilia. Emilia. Emilia.
Young Herr Strauss at the organ, Berger?
Yes, Herr Drexler. Shall I...
No, no, don't disturb him. I should have stayed back here.
Very well.
But what is this? Uh-huh.
this is not Bach.
A waltz, I might have known. He likes waltzes too. Johann, you are a Strauss. Run away and write waltzes. It's your destiny.
I have read your letter carefully, Johann. I gave it a lot of thought, and I decided we better talk it over man to man.
Thank you, Father.
You say here you want to apply for a license to perform music in public.
Yes, Father.
To support your mother.
To give her all I think she should have.
You will decide me.
Oh, I meant no disrespect.
You have defied me, so has your mother. 4 years of secret backstairs underhand deception.
Well, Father, it's not wrong to study.
You studied music.
Well, it's my vocation.
And you say that's not defiance? All right, you studied music against my wishes, and now you come crawling to me to help you.
I only want...
You only want my letter of consent, without which you're helpless. Because you are under 21, and the magistrates very properly insist on the father's consent. In other words, my boy, for 2 more years, you are still my son, and I still say no music.
Father, I do respect you, and I don't want to go against you.
But
I owe it to my mother to follow my chosen path.
Against my wishes?
Father, please don't blame mother.
She had you on.
But she couldn't have stopped me.
And what would you have done if she had tried? Run away from home? You tell me you love her so much, you would have deserted her.
Please don't stop her allowance.
But she has broken the agreement.
She hasn't. She saved up the money herself.
Out of her housekeeping, which I have always paid her.
She wears old dresses, old hats, not like that.
Now, you be quiet.
Oh, Father, I don't want to quarrel. More than anything else in the world, I want your...
My money?
Your blessing.
Oh, my son, I'm not quite the monster you take me for.
I know.
In spite of your loving words, your mother broke an agreement. She has no claim on me. But I shall not stop her allowance.
Application for a license to make music for entertainment in public resorts, with an orchestra of from 12 to 15 persons. Herr Johann Strauss.
Herr Johann Strauss?
Junior.
Oh. Yes. Age?
19.
Father's letter of consent?
None received.
Indeed? Now, why is this, Herr Strauss, Junior?
Your Honor, I wish to make my own way without leaning upon my father's reputation.
Does he approve?
Well, I've informed him, Your Honor. Has he entered any objection?
No communication received, Your Honor. But I have here several testimonials in support of the application.
Pass them up, will you?
Certainly, Your Honor.
Yes, thank you. Now, let me see. Oh, from the headmaster of the Shotton High School. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. An extremely modest, well-educated youth. Hmm? What's this? Oh, from the parish priest. There's a dutiful boy who is the support of his mother and family. Yes, but why does he have to support the family of the famous Herr Strauss?
If you remember, Your Honor, the father and mother are separated.
Ah, yes, yes. Yes. Yes, a very serious and responsible young man, it seems. And, oh, yes, I see you have a letter from Herr Drexler. I do not approve of the applicant's preference for light music. But to keep him, what do you say to this application?
Conductor.
Run away, I think it is.
Herr Conductor, I want to make an announcement. Oh. Herr Conductor.
Sit down. Hey, hold on for you,
I have work for you.
What are you talking about?
Who are you? Gentlemen, your attention, please. I've often been told that when one wants... I have a music license, and I'm going to give a public concert.
Is your old man backing you?
No.
No? Why not?
Oh, never mind that. Now, I want players.
What are you paying?
Nothing.
Nothing?
We're professionals. Nothing in advance. But we'll all share the profits.
Go back to school.
Gentlemen, at least take a chance. You're not working. What can you lose?
What can't we lose? That's more like it.
Yeah. I'll tell you, young man. Reputation.
Reputation, that's it.
We're good players. We only serve under good conductors like your father.
Yes, that's right. He means something.
I see. You're wet behind the ears. You want to play being your daddy? Play at home. Conduct your little brothers and sisters, not us. We've reputations to protect.
Herr Conductor, may I borrow your violin, please?
Very well. Let's see what you can do.
Conductor. And you want to know if I can conduct? Gentlemen, are you ready? From the middle.
Is not bad.
It's a miracle.
Gentlemen! Who will take a chance with me?
Hi, Amelia. Back so soon from the shops? Nothing to buy?
I bought the newspaper. I thought this announcement might interest you. Herr Johann Strauss. Son. We'll present a concert on Tuesday, October the 15th, at Domeyer's Garden Restaurant opposite the park of Schönbrunn.
There's only one Johann
Strauss. Oh, you don't know how they're talking. One Johann Strauss. And there's a headline here, The Battle of the Strausses.
The Battle of the Strausses?
You could have stopped this, Johann.
He will fail.
They will go in crowds.
When he was 3 years old, he put his hand on the stove and he was burnt. He never touched the stove again.
You're still too soft.
He's my son.
He is your rival.
They won't go. They won't go. The people won't be so fickle.
They'll go in crowds. And if he's good...
But he'll be a boy. How can he be?
He is a Strauss.
And if I thought that... If that were really to be...
Oh, Johann, it would all be settled if you embraced the boy.
If my own son were to set up against me, I hope I would not live to see that day. Karl Friedrich, I'll see you tomorrow. I'm going to lie down.
Hope Johann Strauss.
You love his family, too.
His family or his family?
And I...
You give him much that he needs. I am grateful to you. Do not count me an enemy.
Can I count you as a friend?
He loves you Yes, yes, as a friend.
Then be his friend now. Defend him.
Defend him?
Against this challenge, against this attack, against his son.
How can I do that? The concert takes place. Perhaps, as Johann says, it will be a failure. And
it must be a failure.
Well, that's as God wishes.
It says you wish. Oh, Hirsch, don't be naive. Everyone knows that musicians hire claques to applaud them.
Ah, the ruffians, yes. Nobody is. They clap whoever pays them. Johann has never needed such people.
They'll clap for money. They'll boo for money.
Fräulein Emilia, you want me to hire ruffians to ruin this boy? I love him, too. He is Johann's son.
If you are not my friend, you are my enemy, Hirsch. You will regret it.
You have threatened me before, Fräulein Emilia. You have not turned my friend against me.
You saw him just now. Depressed, anxious. Too miserable to work.
Yes, but he would never agree.
He must never know.
What?
They were doing this for me. I have my score against that family, too.
My answer is no.
Very well. You are bringing suffering on your friend.
Through his son?
No, through me.
Oh.
I like to have my own way. I can transport that man to heaven or hell. If you do not obey me, Hirsch, I shall make his life a hell.
Oh, I believe you would.
A hell, Hirsch.
Very well, Fräulein Emilia. I will choose the lesser evil. I am helpless.
Have your money ready, ladies and gentlemen. 50 kreutzers, stand your leg.
My dear, we must get in.
50 kreutzers.
Oh,
standing only. Have the right change ready, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God, they are pouring in like a torrent. They are not even paying their money. Box office, sell some of the tickets at least. Oh, it's an inferno out there, Frostrock.
It's wonderful. Ah. It's for my son.
Yes, the whole of Vienna is pouring westward.
Inside they're packed like herrings, and outside they stand like a besieging mob. Oh, the police can't move them. They want to stand outside and listen.
Of course. They want to hear my voice.
Anna, you must excuse me, please.
Oh, Carl Friedrich, won't you share my box?
No, Anna. I have people to see.
We should have a lot more with a crowd like this.
Yes, all right. Now go away. No, stay here. Just behind me.
Do we start as soon as he comes on?
Yes. No. Wait until I cough.
Right.
Gentlemen, the program begins with a waltz of my own composition, Die Gunstwerber. Oh.
Listening to the music.
right. Oh, Herr Wist, why are you standing at the back? You know we always keep a box for you.
It's safer here, mein Herr. I'm not going to be crushed to death in that mob.
You're going to write about this concert.
Could a critic dare to ignore an event like this?
The boy's good.
You know, he's not as good as his father, but he's better than his father was at the same age.
Inherited genius.
Yes. It can be truly said of the son of Strauss that he came to earth as he was.
Carl Friedrich,
you came.
At the risk of being trampled to death. Are they never going to let it go? 19 encores. Yes. Never had it been known. No. Not even his father had 19 encores.
Ladies and gentlemen, to conclude... I wish to pay a tribute to the greatest man I know, my father.
Ah.
To my very dear father, the incomparable Johann Strauss. I dedicate this performance of his most beautiful waltz. Die Lorelei Rheinklang.
Who else would have done this?
Yes. And to think?
To think?
Nothing. It's wonderful. Oh, wonderful.
There is someone to see you.
No, later,
no,
please.
No, it is urgent, Harriet. He is in my office. Oh. I won't come with you.
Johann, so you couldn't keep away, huh?
Father is a father. A son is a son. He played my waltz, eh?
You didn't hear his introduction. He said, the greatest man I know, my very dear father, the incomparable Johann Strauss.
You're crying.
So, wipe your cheek, Johann. Don't be ashamed.
Listen to that applause.
History.
My son.
The son of a genius.
Father. Johann. My boy, what does this mean? They're still calling for you.
Oh, let them yell. I'll go back. I haven't seen Mother yet. The manager told me you were here.
And you left a cheering audience? No, Johann, you must learn to be professional. I could have waited. I'm a professional, too.
What did you think of it, Father? Be honest.
Oh, not bad, not bad. Not bad at all. Now, mind you, if I were you when I come to the end of the period...
Yes.
Oh, no, here's whoever it is. Get rid of them.
I will.
I have business with my son. Johann, family business.
Yes.
Oh, some woman out of a lock of your hair, I suppose. I keep a black poodle to supply the demands.
Please, Johann. We can't send Herr Wiest away.
Ah, Wiest, now come in, Wiest.
Good evening.
Now, tell us what the press thinks of my son.
Good evening, Father Strauss. Good morning, Son Strauss.
Hirsch!
Johann.
We're leaving.
Father!
Dorman? I have a cab waiting. Call for my cab.
Johann, please go back.
Dorman, hurry! Herr Strauss's cab.
Johann, Johann, history has been made. For better or for worse, you were in each other's arms there.
Now come on, Niels.
Just because a foolish man makes a foolish remark.
That foolish man is the most influential music critic in Vienna.
Oh, my old friend, there's room for two Strausses.
Good evening, Father Strauss. In other words, my day is done. Good morning, son Strauss. In other words, he takes my place. That is what my son has done to me.
Personal invitation, Herr Strauss. The parade is to honor General Radetzky, the great upholder of our empire, who wrote this splendid Radetzky march in honor of the general. Your presence is essential. Now, listen to it. It rings with a true old spirit.
I'm a loyal subject of the emperor.
We shall present you to him. And to think there are maniacs who talk of republics.
Madmen, Your Highness.
Herr Strauss, but your splendid music drowns their ravings. This is 1848, not 1789. We'll have no more French revolutions. None of your wretched talk about democracy.
Mother, I've got to.
Your son's out, God knows where. Can't leave me alone with the children. They're shooting across the path. Listen, the soldiers could break in any time.
The Emperor's butchers. Mother, the best way to protect you is to defeat them.
You're a baby.
I'm a student and a man. All my comrades are at the barricades. Mother, this is a revolution.
Revolution? Vienna is mad. Just, you don't have to be mad like the others.
It's all over Europe, Mother. In every country, they're rising up for democracy. This is 1848, the year of
all
years.
All I know is you're my son, and I don't want to lose you.
I'll look after myself. I'll be back, I will, with a bottle of wine to drink to our victory.
All right, lads. Get some rest while you can.
Our comrades are fighting on the barricades. When do we join them?
We're waiting to find out where reinforcements are needed.
Oh, for heaven's sake, why do we need to wait?
You'll do as you're told. You can't win a revolution without discipline.
Hey, look who's here.
Huh? Oh, it's young Strauss. Hey, Strauss, what do you got there? A case of pistols?
No, my fiddle.
Well, we don't want waltzes now here, Strauss. You with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Then you'll have to learn musket music. Hang on, we'll try and get your gun.
Oh, I know my own kind of music better.
Are you the reinforcements?
First workers' battalion from Zavering. All at the ready.
Then get to the barricade and marry your healthy Strasser at once.
Now then, young Strauss, you fall in with us.
I'll take the lead if I may. Brothers, do you know the hymn of the great French Revolution?
For democracy, lads, the Marseillaise. To the barricades! Forward! March!
Why don't you go to bed, Teresa?
I'm rather frightened. They say those foreign soldiers are breaking into houses and behaving badly.
Eddie and Nellie are asleep. Nothing will happen here.
Well, Johann and Josef aren't back.
They'll be all right. Come, Teresa, get some sleep. Shall I sing you your old lullaby?
Mama, your children aren't babies any longer.
I wish to God they were. Good night, Teresa. Don't be frightened.
Good night, Mama.
Josef.
Don't light the lamp, Mother.
Oh, my child.
Oh, Mama. They're after me. Can't you hear them? Polish dragoons. They're madmen.
The firing has died down. Isn't the fighting over?
The fighting's over. We've been crushed.
Oh, my dear God.
Open up!
They're coming in here.
Open!
Where can I hide? Mama. Mama, look at my hands.
They're black.
Gunpowder. They're shooting every man with gunpowder burns on his hands.
In the bedroom, quickly.
But my gun. I've got my gun here.
In the bedroom. Teresa. Teresa.
Mama.
Not a sound. Not a sound from any of you. He was going to come back with a bottle of wine. Oh, my God. What will they do to the girls?
Search all the apartments.
The gun. And the stove.
Open. Open in the name of the Emperor. Open or we fire.
We're looking for traitors. Why did you not open?
I was not dressed.
Why the darkness?
We were asleep. Lieutenant, you awake my children.
The apartment will be searched for rebels.
Please, I beg.
Lieutenant!
Your hand!
Not a word, Mother. Do as I say.
Look at his hands.
No powder burns, Lieutenant, I assure you. Here's my fiddle. I've been playing it.
Remain where you are while the apartment is searched.
Lieutenant, you will remain where you are. Allow me to open the window.
You are not an Austrian, Lieutenant.
21st Polish Dragoons.
Look here, I'm
a loyal servant of the Emperor,
as are all his foreign troops. You took part in the military parade last month.
I asked the questions here.
Listen to the music. His Majesty's Imperial Guard is marching through the city to demonstrate that the revolution is crushed. And you know the music they're marching to?
Yes, it's Strauss's Radetzky March.
And you're now standing in the presence of Herr Strauss's wife.
Frau Strauss. Madame, I didn't know. At night, I... How can one know?
In Vienna, Lieutenant, an officer usually removes his cap in the presence of a lady.
Dear lady, your pardon.
Herr Johann Strauss is a staunch supporter of the Emperor. I'm his son. The porter will confirm these facts if you wish.
If I had known.
Since you're so busy, I shall not detain you.
No, no. Your servant, dear lady, your servant, mein Herr. Outside, men!
Johann. Oh, my blessed Johann. How did you know Josef was hiding here?
I didn't, but the soot on your fingers from the chimney stove. Well, Johann, they've beaten us, so you're safe.
Johann's back too.
Shh. Teresa, keep quiet till those terrible men have gone away.
To think it would end like this.
Keep away from the window, Josef.
They've sabered women in the streets, hung workmen in batches. The students and the professional men are armored with bullets. Listen to the firing squads. And his music drowns their cries. I'll never forget this. Never. His music mocks at us. He wrote their marching song. Our own father. Our enemy.
Ah, there you are, Johann. Another great success, huh? You're the toast of the English court.
You think so?
No, but of course... Queen Victoria thinks you are a wonder among musicians. And the ladies of the court, huh? They fawn on you.
Well, some of the ladies, perhaps. And tonight, a lot of the ladies were not there.
Yeah, but the reception was packed.
It appears that half the aristocrats here are liberal.
Liberal aristocrats? Only in England could such a thing happen.
None of the liberal aristocrats accepted their invitations. They didn't want to meet me.
Oh, nonsense.
Yes. I never thought I'd have to run away from Vienna.
But run away? That's silly talk. It was time for another European tour.
The audience in Vienna booed me.
No, some of them. An element only. Johann, Aren't you feeling well?
My head aches again.
I'll send for a doctor.
Oh, he'll give me a bottle of something. The one yesterday gave me a bottle of something. The one in Brussels gave me a bottle of something. My head aches, my limbs ache, but I'm ill in the heart. Can't feed me. I'm 45 and I feel like an old man.
Oh, nonsense. Your greatest achievements are yet to come.
I... Perhaps my day is done. It has seemed so on this tour. Politics. Politics. All of a sudden, politics ruined my life. I knew nothing about it. I don't want to know anything about it. Music, that's all I care about.
Naturally. You're an artist, Johann. What should you know about politics?
Democracy. Am I against the people? I've been making the people happy all my life. I want to go on making them happy.
You will, Johann, you will.
I am from the people. When I was a baby, I played on the sanded floor of a tavern among the spittle of workmen and soldiers. And because I succeed, because the emperor shakes my hand, you know, that's why they're against me.
I know.
It's ridiculous, because I wrote music for the emperor, but I write music for everyone.
Yes.
Everyone.
Yes.
I simply don't understand.
How is your head, Johann? Would you like another spoonful of laudanum?
Hmm? Yes. Another spoonful.
Well, here you are. Johann, you're a magician. You have only to wave the bow of your fiddle and the spell is cast. You will conquer them again in Vienna. You will conquer them again in Prague. And here in London. Off the devils.
And here in London, a stone through the window. I only care about music. I only care about music.
Lie down, please. Lie down here. Careful now. Where is the valley?
Are you still composing, Johann?
I'm doing my accounts, Josef. I think I spend as much time at it as I do writing music.
Penalty of success. You're the man in demand.
Yes. If only I had someone like Hirsch. What with conducting every evening and composing all night.
Mostly on your shirt cuffs and mother's tablecloths, I gather.
Inspiration, old boy. Luckily, it never dries up.
Luckily, you have an adoring mother and two loving sisters and the best of brothers.
Hey, where are you off to? Josef, no more revolutionary plotting.
Oh, no. That's all over. Just a harmless student evening.
Josef. Why not come in with me?
Will you?
Yes, I'm overwhelmed with work. I need a partner. Who better than my own brother?
To do your accounts?
No, to conduct, to compose.
Compose?
Yes, why not? One more Strauss to dazzle the public.
Well, why not two more? There's young Eddie.
Oh, give him time. No, but this is serious, Josef.
You want me to be a musician? Father wanted me to be an officer, and I...
All right, you want to make toys, I know.
I want to be an inventor. I'll never be an officer. I don't want to kill people or be killed. I want to be useful to mankind. It's what I fought in the revolution for. Only this is a better way.
You're a good fellow. You really are.
I must be off now.
Well, enjoy yourself. Only, Josef.
Yes?
Don't be too sure of your career. You're a Strauss. Music will claim you yet.
Perhaps. Don't work too late.
Johann, has Josef gone out?
Just to a social evening.
I had supper ready. Well, I expect you're hungry.
Well, later, Mother. I'm rather busy.
Just a bowl of potato soup on a tray. I'll put it down here.
Thank you.
And a little bread.
Thank you.
And a little veal cutlet with salad.
You're determined to feed me.
Don't let the soup get cold.
Oh, that's very good.
Johann, did you know your father was back in Vienna? They say he's not well.
Yes.
Did you know?
Yes.
You didn't tell me?
What has that man to do with us?
Is it serious?
Is what serious?
Is he very ill?
I don't know.
You couldn't have found out.
Mother, I'm very, very busy.
I'm worried.
Well, not about him.
I'm worried. I can't help it.
Mother, we've been a happy family for 10 years without...
Nine.
We stopped taking his money long ago. I make a wonderful living. I give you everything you want.
Too much. You treat me like a queen.
Then stop worrying.
That you can't tell me to do.
For pity's sake, what do you want?
I don't know. I'm worried. I don't know.
He's not your husband anymore.
He is my husband.
9 years separated.
That doesn't count for much, Johann. We were married for 16 years.
Do you mean to tell me that...
What?
If that door were to open and he were to stand there with his bag of clothes and say, Anna, I've come home, you'd...
I'd lay the table and bring him some soup and a veal cutlet and a salad.
It's utterly beyond me.
Of course it is. You're still very young. How can you know what a woman feels about? Would you like some more soup?
No.
Will you go to see him?
Mother.
You're the oldest son.
I have broken with him.
If you don't, then I shall have to. It will be hard to face that woman, but I can do it. Oh. Come in. This is an unexpected pleasure.
I've called to see my father, Fräulein.
Oh, come in. I'm afraid Jan is out.
I was told that he was ill.
Well, he has made a good recovery. I do look after him, you know. It was only strain, emotional exhaustion. He's to conduct again next week.
I'm glad. Please give him the good wishes of the family.
But he's only going out for a short walk in the park. It's doctor's orders. I'm sure it'll do him good to see you.
Perhaps not.
Then let us wait and see. Come into the salon. I want to talk to the celebrated Johann Strauss. A glass of liqueur?
No, thank you.
Oh, unbend, Herr Strauss. I'm not the Scarlet Woman. I'm simply one more feminine admirer of your adorable music, your brilliant success, and your fascinating eyes. At last, I amuse you.
You certainly have an eye for the coming man, as you did when you met my father.
Now, monsieur, are you going to say cruel things?
I only came here to see how my father was.
Well, if you really cared about him, you shouldn't hate me. I've given him some good years. I've borne him children.
So I've heard.
Cold voice again. I only want to be friends, Herr Strauss. I'll tell you the truth. I've been very anxious.
What about?
And about my future. I have children to bring up. Never gave it a thought till Johann was ill. Man in his prime. And I thought, what if I was ever left on my own? With the children?
But how does this concern me?
You are his oldest son. If anything should happen...
Fräulein, I did not come here to discuss that eventuality.
It must be your...
Emilio! Emilio!
In here, my darling. You have a visitor.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, I'll leave you now.
You can stay.
No, I'll leave the gentlemen to their business.
I heard you'd not been well.
I'm feeling better. These cursed headaches now and then. Is all well at home?
Yes.
When I saw you there, I thought for a moment it might be bad news.
No. I only looked in to see how you were.
That's very good of you. Well, not too bad.
Good. I'll be on my way then. Don't overwork, Father. Well, I'll say goodbye.
Johann. Are you in a hurry?
No.
Sit down for a while.
Oh, I don't...
No, go on, put your hat down. I won't steal it. Will you have a liqueur?
Thank you.
Peach brandy, isn't it?
Yes.
I used to give it to you in a little thumbnail glass. You can stand a little more now, can't you? Yeah?
Thank you. Your health.
Your health.
Well,
I won't keep you, but I just wondered what was the latest with the boys. Now, I don't pay their school bills. I don't care anymore.
Josef has graduated in engineering. He invents things. And Eddie, at 14, has ideas of being a diplomat.
That's good.
Mind you, I think it's because he imagines women can't resist a diplomat.
All the same, it's a good career.
Oh, I think they'll both end up with the orchestra.
And the girls?
Oh, well-accomplished young ladies.
Well, it's easy with a girl. A good marriage, that's that. You can tell them they won't be without dowries.
They are provided for.
The father always provides the dowry. Now, don't grudge me that.
Very well.
You're still the idol of the dance halls?
Oh, I keep busy.
I like your latest piece.
The polka.
It's nice. Nice, very nice. Melody is your strong point.
That's kind of you.
But your big weakness is anemia.
Anemia?
Wishy-washy. Namby-pamby. Now, you compose like a gentleman. I compose like a stallion. You need more fire, boy. More fire, more from here, more from the guts. The earth, the cruelty, the lust. Now, here, listen to this. I gave you gypsy blood. Where is it, boy? No. Oh, no. Oh, dear God.
It's not the first time you've snapped a bow, not the way you play.
My bow snapped.
That's all superstition.
I'm finished. I'm finished.
Father.
How's your mother?
I wondered if you'd ask about her.
Well, it's been a long time. You've grown separate lives now. She has you.
And you have the lady who received me here.
I have no one.
She shared your life. Born you children.
I have no one. Emilia, oh, she knows all about money, dresses, hats, dances, parties. She knows nothing about a man like me.
You once said that about Mother.
Yes. Yes, I did.
And you left her for this illusion?
Emilia? Yes, she has been an illusion. Perhaps it wasn't for her.
Were there other women?
People. Millions. All waltzing. They want more music and more. I write more waltzes and more. I don't know how to live at such a tempo. My brain is disordered. I clutch at this, at that to keep me going. Nothing helps. I bartered my life for music. And I'm killing myself.
Then rest.
My rival tells me to rest.
You can still worry about a rival.
But my demon still rages.
The demon of music or of jealousy?
Both. Both. I can't help it.
I'd better go now.
Come again.
If you wish it.
I do.
Tell the men to be very careful with the chairs, Porter.
They're valuable.
Yes, ma'am. I was that surprised when they carried
me. Don't dawdle. Help me to roll this curtain.
You're right, ma'am. But only Monday morning, I see. Herr Strauss is his old self again. See his jaunty walk. And then, boom, 2 hours later, they carry him in like a dead man.
It laps.
Oh, I am sorry that I am. A very generous man. Well, yes, I'll take the curtain.
Emilia!
Oh, well, Herr Strauss is calling you, ma'am.
I'm not there. Get a move on.
Well, perhaps I ought to fetch the doctor.
A doctor can do nothing more. Well, don't gape at me. Help the men downstairs with the stuff. They're coming to the bedroom. There are two more cases in there.
Yes, ma'am.
Amelia.
You must rest, darling.
My skull is splitting. Why have they taken the carpet? The noise hurts my head.
Close your eyes. Rest.
Why are you in your hat and cloak? Where are you going?
I'm just taking the children to their grandmother. Your illness is infectious.
Why are they moving the furniture?
Disinfection, my dear.
They're taking it out of the house. I heard the men shouting in the courtyard.
Don't ask questions. Rest.
Emilia.
Jan. Jan, you mustn't hold my wrist. It's infectious.
I'm done for. It's gone to the brain, hasn't it? Hasn't it?
Johan, let go my wrist.
Don't leave me.
Let go! I'm sorry, Johan. But what would happen to me if I caught something? Lost my looks.
Stay with me.
There's nothing I can do. There comes a time when you have to think of yourself, think of the living.
Can I come in, ma'am?
I will take the case and get out.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Well, what am I to live on? How am I to keep my children?
I've poured a fortune into your lap.
I like buying things. You know that? Can't you think of me for a change? I'm nobody when you've gone. A mistress. Every stick and coin would go to your legal family. I can't hope from anything from them. I could tell the way your dear son spoke to me when he came here.
Already, ma'am.
Yes. Yes, I'm coming.
Amelia.
You're not going to leave him, ma'am. But not like that.
No, of course not. Yeah. Give me your pencil. Take this note. See, it is delivered. Just don't understand, Johan. Didn't you find out more?
Well, Porter brought the note. I told Nellie to ask him in, but when she went to the door, he was gone.
So, come at once, nothing else?
No.
It was in her writing?
Well, I suppose so.
I shall be polite to her. You must be unwell again. At least she sent a note.
This is the door, Mother. It's not locked.
God in heaven.
Nothing but bare boards.
Even the curtains. Johan, what does it mean? The kitchen's empty too. They ran away and played us some trick. Why should they?
Mother. The bedroom.
She left nothing but the bed he lies upon.
Johan. It's Anna. I'm here. It's all right, darling. Anna's here. Can you open your eyes? Try to open your eyes. Yes. Yes, Johan. Yes, my love.
Johann, it's Anna.
Forgive. It's only now to forgive. You're only a man, Mama. Weak, tormented, in the dark.
Yes. Yes.
But he was a great man.
And you are a great man.
He used to say, there was only one Johann Strauss. I wouldn't be surprised if one day people will play a Strauss waltz and they won't even know whether it was by the father or the son.
Father and Son by Alexander Baron, Edward Burnham played Johann Strauss the father and Martin Jarvis, Johann Strauss the son. Margaret Robertson was Anna Strauss and Gudrun Ure, Amelia. Johann the son as a boy was played by Robert Efford, Teresa by Alexa Romanus and Joseph by Christopher Bidmead. Hirsch was played by John Justin, Wiest, a critic, by Rolf Lefevre. The doctor, David Brierley. The sergeant, Harold Cascott. The magistrate, Victor Lucas. The concert manager, Frank Henderson. And a ruffian, Bernard Brown. Members of the cast played the many other parts. The violin, piano, and organ were played by Jack Rothstein, Wilfred Parry, and William Davis. Father and Son was produced by David Geary.